This program may contain materials not suitable for smarter audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Growing Up Optional,
the podcast for kids who think beyond their years.
And for grown-ups who still refuse to act their age.
We are your hosts.
My name is Brian.
And my name is Jenny.
We are recording right now in an undisclosed location in the Philippines where we have a ghost called the White Lady.
Ooh, that sounds racist. Today is October 7th, the year of your Lord, 2017.
And this is episode 4.
Episode 4.
Yeah.
Hey. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome.
After 2 years.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, we know we owe you guys a lot of explanation why we haven't been around, why the absence for two years. So, before we start the show, we'll probably give you guys an update. So, Brian, I think you could start. What happened to you in the past 2 years? Give us an update.
Okay, so in the past 2 years, well, I became a teenager. Now I'm in high school. I'm actually going. I entered puberty, so
yeah. if you guys notice that Brian's voice,
my voice is deeper,
has more.
It's not as high pitched as
has
before.
More bass.
Yeah,
has more bass.
Yeah,
but it's probably because you also have like good microphones.
Yeah, right we got new microphones. So
we got new gear. I bought a condenser mic for this podcast. So I thought I could sing, but apparently.
Because of the HD quality.
Yeah. No, sorry, you were saying.
Well, yeah, that's basically it. But because of high school, one of the reasons why, besides not having good gear for the podcast, high school took up most of my time because of the projects and the stress. So I was still adjusting to it.
Yeah, and the thing with this podcast, it's really difficult. Like I said, we did buy nice microphones right now, but we used to like really just use an iPad. I get a lot of feedback that people tell me, hey, your podcast, it sounds professionally done. Mm-hmm. When if they could only see us while we're recording.
Yeah,
we
were really
like
difficult.
Crouched on a single iPad. We have GarageBand open, and it was just really hard. Like right now, we're at home. You might be hearing some ambient noises as well because of the microphones are like really picking up a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. Any other updates from your end, Brian?
One thing that was like the highlight of those 2 years was I finally got to watch Metallica.
Ooh,
live.
Metallica! Yeah, in a video or.
No, live. Live in Singapore.
YouTube? Ah, whoa, really? In Singapore?
Yeah, it was so cool.
How's the experience?
Before they got to die, before they died, I got
before
to watch
they died?
It.
They're not yet dead.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Before they die.
That was like your lifelong dream.
Yeah, because they're getting old. And I've been listening to them ever since I was little. So
what's like your first, the very first song that you were able to play was a Metallica
song. Enter Sandman, yeah.
And then and you're also able to play, what's other song? One?
One, yeah. One. Because there are a lot of songs that I can play because, you
wow,
know.
Cocky much. Oh, yeah.
So how about you, Jenny? Anything happened?
Well, not really. Like the last 2 years, well, I turned 40, so that's...
Oh, congratulations, 40. Yeah,
life begins at 40, you know. Most of my pervert friends tell me. But I don't know what they mean about that. So, I'm actually turning 43 this month. So happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
Well, because I'm getting old. So I've been running lately. I'm trying to stay fit, stay healthy. You know, can't live forever. There is no afterlife. So, yeah, trying to lower down the cholesterol and control the hypertension.
Running where? To the fridge?
running to the fridge, yeah. No. After work, I try to run. So it's hard. I mean, it's hard on the knees, but hey. It's for the ladies.
What ladies?
It's for the ladies. That's what my wife says. Who are these ladies?
Who are these ladies?
What else? That's about it.
What's going on inside Brian and Jenny's head? Brain matter.
Usually, you know, okay, so this is our October episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, so usually October, you associate October with what?
Halloween, yeah.
Well, me birthdays, but yeah, of course, Halloween's
yeah, Halloween
as well.
We don't just celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about ghosts, okay? So what are ghosts?
So, well, most of us, we just think that they're a spiritual presence, but yeah, they are usually the spirits of dead people, and for some reason they have unfinished business.
So I was gonna talk about that later on, but yeah, okay. So they have unfinished business.
Yeah, and it's usually the result of some tragedy, but I don't know why it can't be, because you know they just miss their loved ones.
So if they die and you had the happy death, you can't be a ghost.
You can't be a ghost.
Okay, there's a requirement.
Yeah, there's a requirement.
You have to check that on the list.
Yeah, there has to be a terrible tragedy.
All right, okay.
But you're exempted if you were in World War I, too.
So, ghosts are basically spirits.
Yeah.
Are they like souls also? Or is that different?
I feel like souls are good. Like
spirits are bad?
Spirits are... I feel like these are like the bad spirits, ghosts.
Bad spirits. Yeah. Ghosts, okay. Ghosts are bad spirits. So I did a few research. So there are actually three reasons why we have ghosts. So the first one is ghosts are supposedly, they're supposed to be going to either hell or heaven, but apparently they get stuck somewhere in limbo, in the middle. Reason why they're roaming around. So like imagine that you're on your way probably to Japan and you rode Cebu Pacific and your flight got delayed. So those are like ghosts.
Yeah.
You ride the MRT breaks down, you're going to, you know, like on the way to the office, it breaks down. So it's kind of like that. So it's like you're stuck. Okay, you were not able to go to your destination, you're in limbo, so you end up being a ghost. So that's one. Second one, unfortunately, ghosts are spirits that are still roaming around and they actually don't know that they're dead. You know, if there's anything that Hollywood taught us. You know? Sixth Sense, yeah, that's a very good example. So in the Sixth Sense, spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alerts.
Richard Dawkins give you a heads up.
But so apparently ghosts are still unaware that they are dead. So they're just roaming around doing their thing, you know. So sometimes, you know, hey, did somebody flush? Did somebody forget?
Now I'm thinking about the Sixth Sense. Like, oh yeah.
Right, diba?
That's scary.
Really? Was it scary?
I'm dead.
Yeah. So they're not aware that they're dead and they're still roaming around. And the last one, like you said, they died a tragic death, or they had unfinished business.
Yeah.
So reason why they're roaming around, they're trying to partner with somebody living to solve the mystery of their death. Like,
so a burden. Huh? You're dead and you're still a burden.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so there, or you know, also apart from being a burden, you know, they're also trying to make revenge, you know.
Plot revenge.
Yeah, so they're trying to revenge.
Jimmy.
Who's Jimmy?
I don't know, like a bully.
This guy tried to bully me when I was alive.
Yeah.
So that's apparently the reason why we still have ghosts. So do you have any other insights about ghosts?
Well, yeah, there are actually different types of ghosts and like different reasons why they're still here besides the unfinished business. There's the residual hauntings. Did I say that right?
Residual haunting.
Residual hauntings. Sorry, that's they visit a certain place, which is usually like where they once existed. Yeah, okay. So it's like if.
So that's kind of like the force of habit ghost. I used to go here. So.
Yeah, it was like, and you know the area. So like, for example, if a Civil War soldier.
Places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they, is like, for example, a Civil War soldier. This is a story. He was seen in repeated occasions, like staring outside a window where he used to, you know, stand guard. So, yeah.
So the reason why he's always there is because when he was alive.
He stood guard there. Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons also.
I just thought of it. You know the white lady. You were just saying a while ago.
Yeah.
The white. Are you familiar with that? The white
lady. A little bit.
So apparently, like, I think the most famous one. I should have done my research. So, but the most famous one is the white lady in Balete Drive. So apparently, I mean, it's always like that. If you see a ghost, it's always dressed like in a white garment or like a white nightgown or something. So I don't get that.
I think it's because
that was the last wardrobe or dress that they were like wearing when they got killed.
When you get in the coffin,
it
kind of
sucks if you're wearing something you didn't like. Always wear clean underwear.
All the time, just to be safe in case. But actually, I think it's because
a white dress.
When you're buried,
right?
Your loved ones, they don't bury you in what you died in.
Right, right.
So they change your clothes, either put you in a suit. Usually, girls wear white. So.
To the zombies, I can understand.
The zombies.
I see zombies. One's dressed like a football player. One's dressed like a lawyer. Because that's what they died in. So I think ghosts are like that also. So you wear for eternity what you died in.
So you have to be careful.
You have to be careful. Yeah, like I said.
Plan your outfit. Am I going to be running today? What if I die? Will I like this outfit for eternity?
Right, right, right.
There's actually more. I think, messengers there. So obviously, ghosts, they have the unfinished business, or they just have a message that they wanna deliver. Like, they usually appear shortly after their death to their loved
their
ones.
Deaths.
Their death.
They're in their office.
Yeah. Their death.
So
this one's, I find this pretty sweet because they often bring a message to comfort their loved ones to say, you know, that they're well and they're happy.
It's going
to
be all right.
And yeah, something like that, which is kind of sweet, you know, which would be nice.
You will pass your math test. Don't worry about your math test. You will pass it.
Yeah, you whisper the answers na lang if you want to help talaga.
Yeah, why don't you just haunt me during the exam?
Yeah, tell me the answers.
Oh my gosh, anyway.
The Plottergeist. Did I say that right?
Dude,
I don't know how to say stuff.
Plottergeist. Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. I just moved one letter.
There's a plot here.
What? I'm not...
The Plottergeist
that
thickens.
Makes sense. That makes sense. Because ghosts have a story, so the plot...
There's a plot. Plottergeist. Hey, I think that's the name of the show. The name of the episode is Plottergeist.
Okay. Plottergeist. Okay, Poltergeist. So, this is the most feared, the type of haunting that's most feared by people.
Why?
Because it has the greatest ability to affect the human world. Because
Why?
Our physical world. Because apparently there are like unexplained noises, wall banging, footsteps, and even music. So,
I wonder
like what kind of music. I don't know. Wonder what kind of music. Oops, I did it again.
Why is my iPod playing?
but...
Why is this on shuffle? Okay.
Those are the three main kinds of...
So the poltergeist, that's the aggressive one?
Yeah, the aggressive ones.
So they like literally hurt people?
I think they're later on.
Or do they just fight
on
with their fellow ghosts?
They just...
They bully their own
ghosts?
I think
they just ghosts. Wanna... The move... They just wanna move like, hey, I'm here.
Why don't
I'm
you...
I'm here.
They want attention.
Yeah, they want attention. They get bored over
Why
there in limbo.
Why don't you notice me?
In the middle of the night, they pull on your blanket just to piss you off. It's cold.
Yeah. So those are like the kind of ghosts, and we know why they exist, why they do exist. But are they we were talking about a while ago, are they the same as spirits? Are they spirits? Are ghosts spirits?
In a sense, they are spirits because like...
Well,
like,
you know, religion, it's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost is also sometimes called the Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah, the Holy Spirit, yeah.
Right, so I suppose. Well, okay, funny... You know, I used to be in the church.
The seminary,
right?
Yeah.
No, not just in the seminary, yeah. But I was in the music ministry. So I just remember the story that, you know, when we were back in church, because I was part of a really, like, you know, it's not a very well-off church. It's a sort of a relatively poor church. We just live off of the donations of the congregation. So I was part of the music ministry, but we have musical instruments. And we buy our music instruments in Santa Mesa. It's a place here in the Philippines, in Manila.
Yeah.
The street called Raon Street. If you want to buy, like, really cheap instruments, like, knock off Fender Stratocaster. For real. Like, if you want to like buy like really carbon copy instruments. So most churches, they actually buy there. if they want to start off their musical, if they want to build, if they want to build a music ministry, mm-hmm. so they would buy their drums there and they would buy their guitars and basses there. So of course, most of the equipment actually came from that place. So what happened was, there was this one time our church service was about to begin, and the equipment was naturally faulty. So we couldn't start the praise and worship or the singing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah,
singing before the actual service happens.
Welcoming the priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we couldn't start because the equipment, the amplifier wouldn't start. And what the pastor did was, rather than troubleshoot it, they prayed over the...
They prayed over the instruments.
They prayed over the instruments. They were like, I know the devil is trying to stop this they're trying to stop this this church service, so we command the evil spirits to get out of this amplifier. So, you know... So that's the reason why I buy good amplifiers, because the good, like I own a Marshall, I own a Fender, so these are like evil spirit proof equipment. So little known fact, Fenders and you know,
because of Marshalls, the devil.
They Satan proof their equipment. So people do believe that that evil spirits do inhabit inanimate objects. Like I remember one time when we first bought our car, the very first car that I bought with my wife. We actually went to church, Sunday church, and then they asked the pastor to like literally bless the car so that, you know, we don't get into an accident. So apparently,
but yeah, that's actually
screw
a thing.
Up the which one?
Having certain things blessed, like usually the houses. Like now that it's October and it's the month of Mama Mary, like the
Mama
rosary
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So we're in our village where we live. There's a sign saying if there's going to be a mass every something, I forgot. But then if you want your house blessed, inform the pastor and then they're gonna bless the house. I don't exactly know what qualifies, you know, you to bless the and then there's this question,
I'm a
that
licensed blesser.
If a priest bless the ocean, is the entire ocean holy water? Or is there a range with the priest with
there's only a range between, you know, from the first 500 meters.
Yeah, from 500 meters.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But that's actually a thing. My daughter was asking me, because I was inviting my daughter to come to Halloween, and she was asking me, what's the theme of the Halloween this year? And I told her it's Disney princess.
Disney princesses.
Not exactly the most scary, you know, themes. But one of the reasons why I did ask my boss about this, because of course I want something a little scarier so that we could dress up, because it's Halloween. I mean, it's just kind of weird to have. I know it's going to be for the kids, and probably the rationale there is that, you know, you don't scare the kids. Although, but then again, Halloween's all about, you know, scary stuff.
Yeah.
She told me that one of the reasons why, or I was told rather, that one of the reasons why we try not to use scary stuff is because, you know, it might invite.
Invite
the whole, not the Holy Spirit. We were told that it might invite bad spirits in the office. And we don't want none of that.
Especially in the office.
Yeah, especially in the office. Yeah, so we don't like bad vibes in the office. But, you know, people do believe that. So here's the question, Brian. As an atheist, you are an atheist. As an atheist, do you believe in ghosts?
Well, yes, I am an atheist, but no, I don't believe in ghosts. Oh,
not
I
when
don't.
It's dark.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Okay.
So
why do you not believe in? Can you guys hear that? That it's just.
It's pretty traffic outside.
I think the police are. They found us.
They know we're recording.
It's no longer undisclosed.
It's no longer undisclosed.
We found you out. It's not an undisclosed location, my ass. Okay, anyway, you were saying.
Well, yeah, because the thought of ghosts, they're really scary because of a supernatural being.
Right.
It's something.
So
I just like to
relate. So the thought
that
it's supernatural is why it's scary. I don't understand.
Because the what the intentions of ghosts usually the intentions of ghosts, it isn't good. The reason, think of it, the reason why they didn't go to heaven or hell is because they're not good enough. Like, they, God didn't want them. They're like, no, you take him, Lucifer.
You must be this tall exactly. to be a ghost, to make it to heaven.
Well, if Lucifer didn't want that certain person, then... Oh. they were passing him. No, you take him. No, you take him.
Even Lucifer, even Satan wouldn't accept you. Yeah, exactly. You must be really bad. What have you done while you were alive?
So that's the reason why it really is scary. But I do contemplate whether they do exist or not. But like, as an atheist, you know, we have to apply, be objective. Because it's the same thing with God. I see it the same thing as God because, you know, does he exist? There's no proof and like that. But
so how about all of those? What's your opinion on all of those ghost stories in YouTube, like the documentaries? What else? The photos, the videos. What's your opinion on that?
Well, because the thing is that they know you can't just. It's not just he said she said because this isn't a religion. You know, it isn't based on like you have to believe in him for him to come true that.
Yeah.
So they try to use science, like they use electromagnetic fields.
Right.
They it's the brain activity apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So and there's also like apparently the sound infrasound there.
Right.
And they. The low vibrations ghosts they do. So they try to make scientific explanations for it, but there's nothing really concrete. It's just, you know, they're trying to make it sound legit, but it's not. So like as a kid, I wasn't an atheist yet, so I was still very scared of ghosts. But then come to think of it, when you believe in God, you shouldn't be that scared of ghosts, right?
If you believe in God, you shouldn't be afraid of ghosts. Why is that?
Because you have God with you. You're I'm with him. So why are you... So
God's
why,
like a
we
big
should
brother.
Be more afraid of... Actually, no.
You should be more afraid.
Yeah, for people who don't believe or people who've done bad things, they should be more afraid of ghosts because they... God's like, let him be, let him be. So,
this guy made hell. You know, invented hell. This guy.
Well, yeah, but then... So yeah, I'll stick to my answer until there's no concrete evidence and it's just not he said.
Okay, so here's
stuff.
A question. Here's
I'll
a question.
Stick to no.
Here's a question for you. So I know you don't like watching scary stuff before going to bed.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Also, why? If there are no ghosts, if you don't believe in that they do not exist, if you believe that they do not exist. Why is it that if you don't like watching, you're not a fan of horror films?
No, I'm not
a fan
of scary movies.
So, why is that? Why are you scared?
Well, one, because I don't want to dream about them. Dreams are very real, okay? It's not just like, in a dream, you don't know that you're dreaming unless you're a lucid dreamer.
But can't you like bypass that and tell yourself, hey, wait, I'm an atheist. I just said a lot of stuff in the podcast.
Yeah, but to be fair, they are scary. The movies that come out now, they're really good CGI. So they're pretty realistic. And they are scary. You know, it's like at times, like when there are really, really weird stuff that happen with God, like the miracles like that. Sometimes you kind of feel his presence, but then you have to be objective. Oh, wait, he doesn't exist. Like, or this does, you have to see why it's, like, you have to see it from an objective point of view, but you still kind of feel it sometimes. So that's the same way I feel about, same way I feel with ghosts. Mm. So, you know, I get scared, but I try to be objective. So, but how about you? So,
well,
you know.
Right. My take on the whole ghost thing is, of course, as an atheist also as well, I don't believe in ghosts. The Holy Spirit, you know, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in spirits. But my take on the whole scary movie thing is that the reason why, if I was going to put myself in your shoes, I don't like watching scary movies. It's not because I believe that the ghost in the movie is actually real.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like I'm watching a scary movie, it's natural for me to get scared.
Yeah, because that's the point of the movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's the point of the... I mean, you watch the Titanic, you feel in love. Oh my God. You watch The Notebook, you'll cry. Well, it's the same thing. I mean, if you've seen the Metallica concert, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you've seen a really good show, you feel inspired to play music, to play guitar, to play drums. So it's I feel like it's the same thing. The movies were designed, or they were actually conceptualized to evoke an emotion.
Yeah.
To scare you. That's the reason why they have that sound. The background music is very eerie. You have jump scares, things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, try watching the horror movie with the mute button on.
Yeah,
it's not as scary.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the thing. I had the same experience. I think I wrote about it in my blog, my other blog.
I remember reading that. It was about Insidious.
Yeah, I saw the movie Insidious because I was just really curious why, you know, what's the fuss. The first one, I think there's a lot of, there's a lot of sequels for it. But the first one, they were talking about it. Oh, this is one of the scariest movies ever. And when I watched it, and my mistake was I watched it on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it on the iPad with headphones on.
Yeah.
But, and it was not. It was nighttime, and I was like really, you know, it was really, really quiet. So it did. I mean, I'll be honest. I got scared. And what happened was I got hungry.
You got hungry.
I got hungry.
Yeah, of you.
So I got hungry. So I had a choice. Because I was still scared.
Yeah.
I just watched a really scary movie and I was really scared. So I had a choice between, you know, okay, should I just sleep this off, or do I go downstairs where it's dark, fix myself a sandwich, and, you know, deal with the fact that, you know, okay, something might happen. But, you know, it took a lot of, well, it didn't take a lot, but it only took rational thinking to be able to bypass that emotion or that feeling. I figured, okay, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. I mean, there's no logical explanation for ghosts. So I went down. I had a sandwich.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll be honest. I was still, okay, I mean, if I open the fridge, will something, you know, jump out of me? Or will the sandwich start talking to me?
The sandwich start talking.
Don't eat me. Or I'll eat you. So yeah, I mean, it. I think it's just normal to be scared. I think even animals, you know, you scare them, you say boo. If they hear a strange sound in the dark room, and yeah, they'll get scared, and they have no concept of ghosts and evil spirits, right? So there. I think that's that.
Yeah. So I remember. I just remembered this now. I had this friend.
Yeah.
The latest horror movie out was Annabelle.
Yeah.
I think it's Conjuring, The Conjuring 3. Or like
the Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
Conjuring. But it's The Conjuring, right?
The Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
Okay.
So,
what about it?
He watched The Conjuring, and right before he notified me that he won't be online for the next hour or so because he's going to be watching the movie. And a bunch of his friends, they were downloading pictures of rosaries in their phones. I just find that so funny. And like, it's not even a physical rosary. What digital one will do? It's so funny.
But that's like you. I remember you were telling me a story that you watch a scary movie. After watching the scary movie, you were like, we need to watch something funny.
Yeah, we need to watch something funny. Can we watch something funny before we go to sleep? I told my parents. My mom's usually now. My mom, she's the one who suggested. Hey, wait, let's watch Friends first before we go to sleep.
Yeah.
Keep our minds off of that movie.
Right. But that's the thing, yeah. So you don't have to be a theist. So if you're listening to this and you're, whether you're an atheist, whether you're a believer or not, it's normal. It's normal to get scared. Personally, I'm more scared of the living than the dead.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not like you've heard in the news. You know, two ghosts killed a guy. you'll never hear Mike Enriquez say, "Ayan po, okay, kitang-kita niyo po yung mga multa po, pinapatay po." Two ghosts riding in tandem.
Ghost riding in tandem.
Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider.
That's a pretty good movie.
What? Sorry, what?
That's a pretty good movie. Ghost Rider.
Are you serious?
Nicolas Cage. I love that movie.
Are you serious?
Yes, I love
like
that movie.
That's like the Wicker Man of
No, I love that. Sucked. It looks so cool. Like a burning skull.
How old were you when you watched Seven. It? That movie like super sucked. Oh my God. I think
I didn't care for the plot. I just cared like
you he cared was for the animation.
Yeah, because he was a ghost that was on fire that killed people. That was so cool. With a chain, he just killed people. That's
Nicolas Cage. I mean that guy. Bangkok Nicolas Dangerous, Cage. Wicker Man. He's just like a hit and miss. There's this YouTube, have you seen that?
No.
The YouTube, the parang Nicolas Cage, stop, parang agreeing to these stupid movies. you should watch it. It's by College Humor. Yeah, it's really funny. But anyway, so I guess the point here is that whether you're a theist or a non-theist, or you're a believer or a non-believer, religious or not but religious, if you watch a scary movie, it's pretty normal to get scared. And if you believe in ghosts, I mean, that's your thing. We're not going to judge you. We'll make fun of you. But
we'll make fun of you. But
but of course, I mean, that's your thing. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, we can still play. We can still hang out.
Yeah, we can still hang out.
Young fart, old fart.
Okay, so for this segment, how about we talk about... you know, horror films and movies back in the day, and how they are compared to
they're very different now.
Yeah, I would suppose so. Different. So I think the question here basically is: is this generation harder to scare as compared to my generation, the Gen X generation, the millennials? Are you guys easier or harder to scare?
I think we're harder to scare.
You guys are harder to scare. Like after what we just talked about. How dare you say that you are harder to scare?
Higher standards of what's scary.
Yeah, I mean, if I may share, back in my time, if I look back when I was still a kid, there was this really scary. When I say really scary, this is from the mind of a like an 8 year old. I can't remember how young. I don't want to date myself on how young I was. But the movie came out in 2000. The movie came out. In 1984, and the name of the film is Shake, Rattle, and Roll. It has nothing to do with music or rock and roll.
Doesn't really sound like a horror film.
Shake, Rattle, and Roll. It's a very famous. Actually, it's a franchise. I think there are a lot of sequels to it. I think it's still in. There was a time it was still going in the Manila Film Festival. Are you aware? Do you remember this one? So the very, very first one, the very, very, very first one came out in 1994, and I was really scared of it. Again, I was a kid back then. But it featured a lot of, it's like a full movie, but there were like three stories. It's not a trilogy. It's three stories inside a full-length movie. So the first one was about Bas. So I forgot what it was about. But the second and the third one, those were the really scary ones. Mm-hmm. The second one was, and I kid you not, the plot was about a refrigerator. A haunted refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
Yeah, that kills people. For real. No, it doesn't like roam around like... Oh, I wish I had a longer extension cord. So that's why did I have
solar
to have
powered.
Two doors? Yeah. No, but the thing was that the refrigerator was apparently alive or haunted, and every time somebody wants to get food or wants to get drinks from it, it kills those people. So it was really scary. It was really scary. I mean, during that time, I mean, the idea of right now, if I think about it, the idea of a refrigerator is like really stupid. But back in the day, it was really scary. So that was the second story. I think that the third one was about Amana Nanggal, and it actually featured Herbert Bautista, which is like the mayor of Quezon City right now. He was an actor before. That one was really scary. You know what Amana Nanggal is?
Yeah, and this is the most famous one. If I remember correctly, it's a woman whose torso cuts in half so she can fly like a bat.
Yeah.
And she really likes to eat pregnant pregnant women.
Yeah. For some reason, you know what they say, no? Yeah, pregnant woman on the lips, forever on the forever on the lips. And that's why she has to lose the lower torso. Part of her body so that she could fly. You know, pregnant women are very high on calories. That's why she couldn't fly, right? It kind of makes sense right now.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but I don't know if you've researched on this, but there's one way that you can kill a manananggal.
I didn't research that one.
The only way you could kill a manananggal is when the upper half of her body is outside, flying, you know, looking for pregnant ladies to eat. Before she could go back to her lower half of her body, the legs from the hips down, if you sprinkle, I think it's salt on it, it's like earthworms. If you put salt on the earthworms, they're like, oh my God.
Gonna do a little dance.
Sodium. So if you put salt on it, they won't be able to attach themselves back. It's like a prank, you know.
Mean pranks.
Yeah, the manananggal's gonna be so pissed.
How do you manage to find the lower torso?
Is the camera rolling? What?
How do they find it though?
Which one?
You have to know when and where the manananggal.
Yeah, I mean, probably. I think what happened in the movie was they suspected this. I think this person's a manananggal, so they went to her house. True enough, she flew. And then the lower part of her body was still there, like chilling.
Chilling. Doing some chores.
Yeah. You know.
Doing her taxes.
Yeah. No, not doing her taxes. Like, ano, parang nagbubunot.
What?
But nagbubunot, it means polishing the floor with a coconut.
Oh,
mask.
Yeah. I'm ginagin.
Hey, I want to be productive. I'll be back, okay?
Be productive,
huh? Lower part of the body. Yeah.
It talks.
So it talks.
Yeah. The manananggal is nagging at the lower torso.
But going back, so that was like the scariest film that I could remember from my childhood. And I swear, I think it's on YouTube, but if you try to watch it, just watch it for fun.
Yeah.
If you watch it, I'm sure that the animation, there's actually no graphics yet during that time. So it's like really just props and all. Yeah. So by today's standards, it's like, hey, that's a sock puppet.
That's a sock puppet.
You were scared of a sock puppet, Jenny. My gosh, it's going to be embarrassing. But yeah, I mean, search it on YouTube. It's going to be hilarious. It will make for good comedy.
Yeah.
So that was my the scariest film that I could remember. So how about you?
I don't really watch scary movies, but... the movie you said earlier.
But what made you say that? Sorry to cut you off. But what made you say that kids are harder to scare? Is it just because of the graphics, or is it because of?
I feel like we're exposed to too much things like that. Like in games, it's very gory already, so it doesn't come up. It's not scary anymore. And right now, kids they find scary things in like jump scares. That's it. Because they're caught off guard, and of course they're gonna get scared. So that's one of the reasons.
So you're saying that it's scary because of the jump scares, but not actually because of the graphics.
Not really, because of the storyline. Usually because like in yours, the refrigerator is scary. It's scary itself. A refrigerator isn't scary. Come to think of it.
But I was so thirsty back when I was a child. I was so thirsty. No, it's fine. I'll drink warm tap water.
Warm tap water. But yeah, but
I'll
there.
Take from the faucet.
Like, right now, it isn't about the storyline. It's about, because, again, we're harder to scare because of the, we're really exposed to scary stuff.
But yeah,
like
I guess you're right. I mean, not just in the movies. Back then, if I want to get scared, the only media was indeed... either television, and television's gonna be so watered down. There's I can't even remember like a horror show back in my day that was actually scary. So it's usually movies.
Yeah.
So you're right. Back in my day, it was isolated to the movies and the television. But now, video games are scary.
Games.
Like Silent Hill, those are like really scary zombie movie. I mean. what you go to social media, I could actually see.
You can see just like scary videos. Even they're very short, 2-3 minutes, and they're very scary compared to, actually the movies now. Very disappointed.
Why?
Because. Like my friend earlier, the one who downloaded the rosaries, I asked about the movie because I wanted to watch it, but never, I didn't get the chance to.
What was the name of the movie?
Annabelle Creation.
Annabelle. Yeah. The doll.
They said it was
the
based
doll
on,
looked scary. That's just basically it.
Yeah, but then it's mostly jump scares. That's what they said. It's not scary if you minus the jump scares. It's
you
not
know Chucky.
Scary.
Chucky.
Yeah, I know Chucky.
Not the chocolate.
The doll.
The
chocolate. Yeah, Chucky the
Chucky
doll.
Chucky the doll. Yeah. If you watch the old ones, it's like a literal doll. It's like,
yeah, it is.
It's like a midget
it's
trying
so
to fight.
It's so funny, and then the doll tries to choke you. The doll swears, and it's so funny. And then I think at one of the movies, the doll gets married.
Oh yeah, Chucky, yeah. The bride of Chucky.
Yeah, it does. It's so funny.
Do you evil doll?
And then
take this.
I remember, like, they were being intimate, and then the doll's like, "Hey, do you have a rubber?" And then
he said,
"Yeah," and he said, "I'm made of rubber." It's so funny. Are you seriously asking me if I have a? Like, I'm sorry. It's so funny.
That's not scary at all.
Yeah.
And now it's time for Brian and Jenny recommends.
Okay, for this segment. We actually don't have anything to recommend. I can't think of anything that's like horror related. Oh, but I do have one probably. I've had a lot of conversations with people who know that I don't believe in ghosts and in evil spirits. And they've recommended actually that I stay in this particular hotel in Santa Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, I can't tell you. If you send me a message, I'll privately tell you what the name of the hotel. But apparently there's this hotel in Santa Rosa, and it's not old. It's like relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
This hotel is apparently haunted. So for real,
have you been?
Well, I've been to the hotel. I mean, it's your typical hotel. It's not even I think it's a two star hotel. It's not super fancy. It's a nice hotel,
maybe,
but
that's what's scary about it.
It's too cheap.
Yeah,
the facilities.
Yeah, the facilities.
Are scary, but no. It's nice actually. I've been there. I've had friends who because of work had to stay in that hotel for months. And I swear that there are a lot of people, different people who have different experiences, all pointing to like haunting in that hotel. And one friend even had to like sleep in another friend's room because they were hearing like funny noises. Mm-hmm. And there was this even an incident that correctly, that she was sleeping on the bed. My friend was sleeping on the bed, her bed, in her room.
Mm-hmm.
And then she felt like someone sat on the bed.
Ah, that's scary.
Yeah, I mean, she was, of course, asleep. Or she was like half asleep. And then she felt like somebody sat on her bed.
That's scary.
That's scary.
That's really scary.
So, and that made her, I think it was that after that incident that she had to like beg her friends who were also staying in that same hotel, because they had to stay there for a couple of months because of work. Yeah, she had to like bunk with friends because of it. But I've had different and I think I even posted it on Facebook. Oh, this hotel, yada yada yada. And I've had people who actually told me, yeah, confirmed. I've stayed at that hotel. That hotel is definitely haunted. So it's one on my to do list. So I do want, like, I don't have any scary or any ghost related. Story that I could remember. I remember back when I was a kid, I slept in my relative's house in Santa Mesa, and I was sleeping in the corner of the room, and then I thought that there was again the white lady.
The white lady.
Yeah, the white lady apparently is not only confined in Balete Drive but also goes to Santa Mesa. I don't know if she does that on foot or she glides around. So
glides around.
She apparently made it to Santa Mesa, where my relatives live, and to and she haunted the room that I was sleeping in when I was a child. So I was sleeping and I woke up. I saw the white lady near the closet. And then I was so scared because it was making a lot of noise as well. And yeah. People didn't seem to notice it because I was with my nephews, my cousins during that time. So, and then in the morning when I woke up, you know what happened?
What?
The exact same closet where I thought I saw the white lady, there was actually a dress that was hung on a hanger. Yeah. You know how you put the knobs? You put the hanger there. So the way that the hanger or the dress was actually hung on the closet, it looked like it was like floating. And the head of the ghost, we came from a birthday party. And the balloon, for some reason, you know, it floated near on top of the, on right smack on top of the dress. So it looked like, if the dark,
it had a body, it had a head,
mm-hmm. And it was dark, and it was because the electric fan was actually causing the dress to, like, you know, float around, not float around, move around. So it was making noise. So that was my ghost, and that was the only ghost experience that I was able to debunk, you know, the following day.
Yeah.
So how about you, Brian? Do you have any similar ghost stories? I know we're trying to recommend something, but we're on the topic. Do you have any ghost stories?
Yeah, okay. It's not really my ghost story. It's my Lola's ghost story, but I was involved. So I was about 7 at the time. And
you were the ghost?
No, I wasn't the ghost. But I was 7, and in our house, we have 2 bathrooms, 1 upstairs and 1 downstairs. So most of my things were downstairs, so that's where I take showers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's near the living room
and
the kitchen also. So my Lola was cooking at the time, and I remember, like, this one time I came out of the shower and my grandmother, she just looked at me and I was really confused. And then she asked me, "Why did you go back down?" And I was wondering, I didn't go back down. So I said, "I just got out of the shower now." And she told me that she thought she
saw you.
Yeah, she thought she heard me, like, running up the stairs, because I always do that.
Right.
I always do that when I go up the stairs. I try to run as fast as I can.
Right.
And she thought that she heard me go off, so she thought I came back down and left something.
Okay.
And after that, we were really, really scared, so we stayed downstairs together.
Wow. It was a plottergeist.
Plottergeist. I almost didn't I thought it was normal when you said plottergeist. I wasn't going to correct. I wasn't going to laugh because it sounds right, plottergeist.
That should have been a running gag throughout the entire
plottergeist.
Show.
Plottergeist. No, it sounds right. It sounds right. Plottergeist.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist, that doesn't sound right. Plottergeist.
Plotter, okay.
It's like you're plotting against someone, right? So you're like, "Oh, you're plotting against me," because it's a ghost. Plottergeist.
Right. Yeah,
it makes sense. Guys, comments, you're right. I'm side with me.
Guys, you'd be hard pressed to find people who would side with you.
No,
going back to your story. So your grandmother thought?
Yeah, she thought
to this day that it was a ghost?
Yeah, but she does a lot of stuff like that. Like, she goes,
so what, okay, wear your atheist hat. What was it?
We lived next to the highway, and there
a car went up.
A car went up.
A car went up. You're always racing up the stairs.
And then the car. You're always.
No, let's stay downstairs then. That
one. No, but our right now. We live next to the highway. It's really, really noisy there. And
so could it approximate footsteps?
Well, I don't know. She's old. She's old. She's old.
Yeah, blame your grandmother.
Grandmother. That means she...
Okay, of course, there's possibly...
Well, there's this thing, because it's psychological also. If you believe it,
right,
if you believe in ghosts, then you have your tendency... your brain tries to make up stuff like
that's
that.
That's true. And that's why I want to check out this hotel, because I'm very skeptical, okay? Mm-hmm. I've debunked the only ghost experience that I've had. I was able to debunk it.
Yeah, and you were 8.
And you... I'm probably around that age. So I actually want to spend a night or a couple of nights. It's probably cheap because it's in Santa Rosa.
Two-star hotel.
It's a two-star... I mean, I don't know how how expensive it is. But yeah, it'll be worth. It'll be fun knowing that it is haunted, supposedly haunted.
Maybe the reason why.
Can you please book me in your most haunted room? Room 666. Yeah.
I have a theory that maybe the reason why people always have like they have experiences there is because they want, it's like publicity also for the hotel. So well, they do something
why
like
would you
that.
No, why that's the reason why I don't want to mention the name of the hotel, because if I do it might be bad business for them. I mean, I would like to think there are less people who would want to go to a haunted hotel.
But think of the teenagers now. The
The
world's changing.
If they are harder to scare, maybe. Well, here's it. Okay, let's do this. If I do book a hotel, if I do book a night there, I'll be sure to bring it up in the
next
show.
Podcast,
in the next episode.
Podcast. Podcast.
My
inner Filipino.
Welcome to Growing App Optional.
Optional.
The podcast.
The podcast.
Podcast.
The podcast. Yeah. But like, you know, bad publicity is still publicity.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Your feedback is important to Brian and Jenny. Well, sort of.
Okay, as of today, after two years of absence, we have a total of 152 likes.
Wow.
The last time we've had 128. So in the last 2 years, we've only had... Do the math.
Do the math.
152 minus 2, 128. So that's the number of... I don't want to do that in my head. I know it's not a lot, but I don't want to do that in my head. But we do have a couple of messages that we've had feedback since then. So you want to read a couple of them, Brian?
So there's one from the Blue Rascals.
Yay, Blue Rascals.
Yeah, Blue Rascals.
We haven't seen them like in forever.
Yeah, Paul Marnie's the only one who's left that we know.
Oh, yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The bassist and the drummer changed.
The bassist has changed and the drummer's changed, yeah.
Yeah. So they said, thank you so much, guys, listening to it right now.
I think that's when we told them, hey, we featured you.
Yeah, because we had an episode where we talked
about...
Yeah,
that was episode 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about music. And incidentally, we also had the Mean Jays message us. And they said, wow, thank you so that they had, how many O's is that? Four? Five
Two
O's.
S's. Wow.
Thank you so much. You guys rock. Hey, thank you.
Thanks,
we do rock.
We do rock.
We do rock. We want to read the next one?
Yeah, sure. It's from Emmanuel Gonot.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
Gonot.
Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel Gonot. Sorry if I
like
said that
Filipino.
Wrong.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel Gonot.
Present. It's a teacher. Imagine
this guy's not going to listen to us anymore.
Sorry if he said that wrong. He said 2540. I think that's a reference to one of the time.
The time in the podcast, said, yeah.
Did I actually hear Brian say, thank you, God. Thank God. Hilarious. Guys, new listener here. Keep up the good job. The good job? Mm-hmm. Is that right? Keep up the good job. Looking forward to more episodes in the future.
Hey, hey.
Well, you're in for a treat,
Emmanuel.
You're
in for a treat.
New episode right here.
All right. I'll read the next one. We have Jack Kenzie Bidger via Bauer. It's BJR.
Maybe it's B Junior.
B Junior.
B Junior.
Jack McKenzie Bjr. BJR.
Jackenzie.
Jackenzie
cool.
Bjr.
Maybe that's like a, you know how now there's ship names.
Okay. Like, I don't know.
Like maybe that's the parents. Jackenzie is Jack and McKenzie. Yeah, Jackenzie. And then their kids Jackenzie. That's cool. Hi Jackenzie. That's pretty cool.
Sounds like a song. Jackenzie. Anyway, she said, new listener, hope
he
to...
He or she.
Huh?
He or she, we don't know.
No, I said new listener.
Oh, okay.
Did I say she said?
Yeah, you said she. She
okay,
said.
Okay, Jack. I am Jackenzie's.
It's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid.
Did you just assume gender?
Okay. Jack kasi. Said Jack. Okay, anyway. New listener, hope I get to hear more from you guys Closeted atheist mom. Oh,
ah, mom. Girl.
She is. Oh, she's a mom. So Jack Kenzie is a girl.
Kenzie, atheist
and she is
mom.
Married and she's a mom. Oh, we can't assume she's married. But she is a mom.
Closeted atheist mom.
Yeah. Ooh, it's hot there. Inside. How can you be a good parent inside the closet?
Inside the closet.
Mommy, please come out. Anyway. Want to read the next one?
Vanessa. There's no last name, but hi, Vanessa. I know
hey,
someone
Vanessa.
Named. Hey, Vanessa. He or she said, the one, you know.
Vanessa is a girl's name.
Yeah, but still.
You know, Jose Vanessa.
Jose Vanessa. Still, you don't want to. You don't want
to. Okay, okay, go ahead. Go.
Hi, Brian and Jenny. Please make another episode about atheism. Like, what are those unanswered questions that you had that led you to being an atheist? I loved episode 3 so much that I listened to it over and over.
Wow.
That's so nice.
That's so nice. She doesn't have a life.
She doesn't have a life.
I was just kidding. Thank you, Vanessa, for listening. Thank you for repeating.
And we'll definitely do more episodes about atheism because...
This is kind of like an episode about atheism, right?
Yeah, it is. But because
it's
one
it's
of the things we tried to...
It's being skeptical.
We try to incorporate our being atheist, how we see things, our perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a consequence of being having atheist.
Yeah, it is.
Having atheist podcasters.
Yeah, and we're really passionate about
but
when
this,
we talk about
well,
stuff like that.
To be clear, this show is not exclusively for atheists. Yeah. It would be. It's just nice that you know you get perspectives of atheists, and yeah, so there. All right, so. Thank you for the messages. And if you want to send us more messages, you can go to Facebook and search for Growing Up Optional. Leave us a message there, and we promise we respond to all of the messages.
Yes.
It takes us 2 years. Probably the next one will take us 4 years. But we do read them. Okay. So you just wait. Okay. You be patient. But if you're old fashioned, you can shoot us an email. What is our email address?
growingupoptional@gmail.com.
Right. Because we can't afford our own domain.
Yes, we cannot.
Yeah.
So, you know, subscribe and page so we can.
So also, if you want to help us out, promote the show, you want to spread the love, if you have friends who are using Apple devices like your iPhone, what's the latest iPhone?
iPhone X.
If your friends have an iPhone, do us a favor, ask your friend if you could borrow it, and then when it's unlocked, go to their podcast app and then look for our podcast show and then click subscribe.
Yeah.
We would appreciate it. But if you have friends who are using Android devices, it's going to be a little more difficult, but go to Play Store.
Yeah, the Play Store.
So steal your friend's iPhone.
Borrow
your friend's. We're going to return it. Borrow your friend's Android. Go to Play Store. Look for a nifty podcast player. I'm an Android user. I personally use Podcast Republic. I've been using it. It's actually really, really cool. Look for Growing Up Optional and then hit subscribe. Also, if you're like old fashioned and if you're still listening to MP3s, you could go, you can download our episodes. You can go to growingupoptional.pad. Let me do that again.
Pad-o-matic.
You could go to growingupoptional.podomatic and you can stream our shows there.
Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end.
So, Jenny, that's me.
That's you.
Yeah. So, Brian, okay, that was episode 4.
Episode 4. It's been a while. Forgot how fun this was.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot how fun this was. Before we go, though, again, please help us out. Promote the show to your friends. Tell your friends about us. We do have some merch available.
Oh, yes, we have merch.
If you go to Growing Up Optional Facebook page, you might have seen that I was sporting a brand spanking new Growing Up Optional t-shirt, white shirt. Yeah, and Brian here got jealous and got herself.
Yeah, I got one too.
Got herself one as well. So if you guys want the shirt, we could probably print one and give it out for free. But Brian and I are still thinking of how we can actually create like a contest, a t-shirt contest, yeah. win a merch contest in the future. You know, please be on the lookout for it. We'll set the mechanics. Future, yeah. But definitely, I think, Brian, one of the prerequisites or one of the requirements for being qualified to win the shirt would be either you like the page or you tell are friends you sure? about the... Yeah.
yeah.
You you share an episode mm-hmm. that's if you want to share the episode that already automatically qualifies you to be part of the raffle. I don't even know if it's gonna be a raffle, but yeah, watch out for that. We'll be giving away free Growing Up optional shirts. So I guess that's a wrap, Brian.
Yeah,
huh? episode four. Yeah, finally. Yeah. Okay.
So this has been Brian.
And this has been Jenny.
Saying growing old is inevitable, but growing up will always be optional. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
See you in episode 5.
See you in episode 5.
4 years.
4 or 5 years. Watch out for those splattergeists.
Splattergeists?